I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, we mentioned a tie-up in Turkey over religious freedom. IN Network's Rodi Rodehaver says this issue might shift Turkey
either towards a more European, Western country or into that closed Islamic country like their neighbor, Iran.
Parties writing the new constitution fight over two proposals. One favors Islam. The other favors protection for all beliefs.
Pray for Christians in Turkey and to pray that this decision will be made in a way that would help the church.
Next, a pastor and his family are safe but recovering after an attack in Borno, Nigeria. The attack happened on August 10th, but the details are just now coming out about it. Voice of the Martyrs reports that seven gunmen entered a church compound intending to kill the pastor and his family. Instead, they shot the pastor's 24-year-old son and burned down the church and the family home. All are recovering despite being left for dead. It's unclear who's responsible, but the Boko Haram has been active in that area. And in Nepal, less than 3% of the people are Christians, but people are hungry. Bibles for the World's Moy Podaiti says a church partner sent in a request for 25,000 copies of the New Testament.
You can see that our first 50,000 New Testaments will be exhausted in no time. Hearts are hungry for the truth, peace, and hope. We must give them God's word while the door is open.
$2.25. That's all it takes to usher in change.
As we sow the seed of God's word, and as we pray for the harvest, we believe that there will be a bountiful harvest of souls.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.